Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is fun. I've gotten to go on his show before. Now he gets to do it with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Andrew, how you doing today?
Mark, Dibbs, I'm having fun because what happens here is the draft is amazing. It's A's across the board. Your boy Baldinger just saying that we've knocked it out of the park. What a draft. And then Birdie start chirping about the 49ers and the wide receiver trade front not being a dead issue. So even better, because this is burning embers, hot burning embers here, and it's got my attention. Well, so yeah, things are great.
Yeah, Andrew, why don't you tell our audience what you're hearing?
Well, Brian McFadden, who played for the Steelers and now works at CBS Sports, sent out a tweet this afternoon and said, "Hey, Omar Khan, he's still working. I'm expecting a significant playmaker lands with the Steelers." So I've got a pretty good relationship with Brian. His cousin is Patrick Peterson. So I'm thinking, all right, B-Mac, like, yeah, your cousin's going to the Hall of Fame, but he ain't a significant playmaker anymore. So you're kind of getting us excited about a guy that was great back in the day but isn't very good anymore. He's coming back to the Steelers, fine and dandy, whatever. And I text him, and he says, no, it has nothing to do with him. He's actually not re-signing. So, okay, well, what's going on? Well, they're talking wide receiver moves. So that happens, and I immediately start texting people that I know and reaching out and everything else. And it comes back to me that it's the 49ers again. And I had heard on Friday that the Steelers and Niners had talked about Samuel and that it basically didn't get very far because San Francisco wanted a first-round pick back from Debo on Friday and the Steelers were just not going to meet that asking price. So I kind of thought it was done. We'd heard everything about Ayuk, the 49ers not wanting to trade him. But today, I'm getting the impression right now, boys, that they've talked, and I originally thought it was about Samuel maybe 2 or 3 hours ago, but now the sense I'm getting is it might be about Ayuk again. So hopefully that caught you up to speed. That was a long answer. Sorry.
It's a great answer. And, you know, out here, the people that we've been able to talk to are saying that it's a non-starter and there's really nothing going on that front. But just entertaining this as a possibility, what would Pittsburgh be willing to part with in terms of not only draft picks, but player compensation as well?
Yeah, just to address the first part of that, it's interesting because every time one of these rumors starts back up, somebody leaks to a 49ers source that there's nothing going on. And then John Lynch makes a public display of saying, no, we like this guy or that guy, there's nothing happening. And then 48 hours or so go by and it pops back up again. So it's interesting the way that this story has evolved over and over again over the last few weeks. To address the second part of what you said there, Dibs, like, what do I think they'd give up? Well, I know that for Ayuk before the draft, and they hadn't really had any serious conversations with the 49ers at all, but they were going through their hypotheticals and the kind of things that might come up during the next couple of weeks and pros and cons of certain players and trades and free agent signings and whatnot. And I know that they at least talked about a 2025 first round pick. And I know that there are people within the organization that would have traded or would really want to trade or consider trading a first round pick, the 2025 first round pick for Ayuk. And that was before the draft. They were going to trade next. They were considering trading next year's first for Ayuk before the draft started on Thursday. I don't think they'd give up a first-round pick for Debo. I think that would be more of a second- or third-round pick thing. Maybe they would throw a player in, a guy that's either a starter now or maybe projects as a starter who's younger. I think that's a possibility. I think both guys, there's definite reason to think that they would be interested in either one of those guys. So that's where we're at right now. I know at one point they were at least considering, if the 49ers wanted to really talk deal, parting with a 2025 first-round pick for Ayuk specifically.
We're talking with Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, where rumors are persisting with regard to the Niners parting with one of their starting wide receivers. So, Andrew, are you telling me that the conversations that have admittedly happened last week on Thursday were not about a first-round pick on that day? They were already talking about 2025.
I was given no indication that the Steelers were willing to trade the 20th pick in last week's draft to the 49ers for either wide receiver. I can't confirm on my end if San Francisco asked for that. I know when first-round picks have come up for Samuel, at least I knew on Friday, when they were talking first-round pick, that would, I guess, been next year's first-round pick. The Steelers didn't want to do that for Samuel. That's what I heard. I did not hear that they were even willing to trade the 20th pick, who ended up being Fautanu, the offensive tackle from Washington. I don't think they were going to trade that pick for Ayuk no matter what. So I know that in the last 24 hours, they've at least talked. I don't know if it's been like a real let's put offers and stuff like that on the table and have a real serious conversation, or if they've just been taking each other's temperature now that the draft is over to see where everybody's at, with where the IU contract negotiations are at, who they're more willing to trade, beats me. But all indications I have is that they're at least communicating again about maybe making something happen.
Where is Pittsburgh cap-wise as far as the ability to absorb a 25-plus million a year deal?
I mean, that's a great question. And so the reason why this is, you know, this has percolated and picked up so much steam here is because literally hours before the draft, the Steelers restructured Alex Highsmith's contract. So he's their other outside linebacker next to Watt, and they moved money around before the draft. And that, I think, set off alarm bells like, okay, why would they do that? The timing of that now, they could have waited until after the draft. That just seemed like a big coincidence to do it, you know, as these rumors and reports, not just about Ayuk and Samuel, but Cortland Sutton too was out there, some other things. And then look, man, they've got two quarterbacks that are making a combined $5 million. They've got Russell Wilson on the vet minimum, and they've got Justin Fields on the last year of his rookie contract. So they're good with cap space now. They can make this deal. When people, you know, were asking me about Ayuk weeks ago, I said to them, they wouldn't even consider calling the 49ers unless they thought they could fit Ayuk's contract and contract demands under their salary cap. I think they're prepared to spend $27, $28 million a year on the right receiver. I think they're also prepared, if they can make it work, to take Samuel's contract, which I know is less. So they're just desperate for another wide receiver, guys. They did not get one in the draft until the third round. It's Roman Wilson, and he's more of a slot guy. They need another outside receiver, and I think a lot of the things they're trying to do.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Following the footsteps and the blueprint of what the Eagles did to get to an NFC championship with a cheap quarterback, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and they've got guys in this organization like their assistant GM who came over from Philadelphia and are very familiar with the way they built the championship caliber roster.
Andrew, so you're saying that if this were to happen, it's almost definitely for draft pick compensation. You don't see a player for player situation, because I sort of feel like if the Niners do this, they need a veteran receiver then.
Yeah, well, you're not getting them. You're not getting it here. I mean, we're slim pickings. You got George Pickens, and then really nothing else. It's slot guys. Quez Watkins, Van Jefferson came over. I mean, they're not going to be able to help you. I mean, the only player who I can think of, and this is me not reporting anything or saying I've got this from anybody, but if you're looking for another pass catcher, they've got Freiermuth, who acts almost like a slot receiver, a tight end going into the last year of his contract, who's a former second-round pick. I mean, maybe somebody like that. I don't know on the defensive side of the ball. They've got a couple of young guys that are backups that could probably start on other teams. Herbig, outside linebacker behind Highsmith and Watt, is probably good enough to start for a lot of teams, but is just blocked by the two guys here. So I'm not sure. I mean, the 49ers have such a stacked roster. I can't think of many guys who the Steelers would be willing to part with in a player for player swap that would make sense for you guys on your end. So maybe it won't work out, but I know that the Steelers are trying to make it work. They might hit a dead end or get rejected, but it's not going to be out of a lack of effort on the Steelers' part.
Really interesting stuff. Andrew, thank you. And something tells me there's a decent chance we're going to be calling again as this thing unfolds.
All right. Willard, Dibbs, thanks, guys. Be well.
All right.
You too.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7. The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.